This is the KVNF Regional Newscast for Wednesday, March 10th. I'm Gavin Dahl. Colorado's COVID-19 death toll surpassed 6,000 on Monday as hospitalizations continue to slowly trend downward. The Denver Post reports the state further relaxed public health restrictions in several counties. This means restaurant capacity can increase and last call is later. It also has implications for school children and event staff. Kids can more safely take off masks to play a musical instrument, and performers can take the stage as long as they are masked and socially distanced. The CDPHE reported 362 people were hospitalized with COVID-19 as of Monday afternoon. That's a little less than one-fifth of the number at the peak day of the last surge in early December. The next challenge will be spring break, since people traveling to Colorado may spread new variants of the virus, indicating it has mutated. Governor Jared Polis says about 90% of Colorado's K-12 teachers have received their first dose of the coronavirus vaccine. Fully vaccinated teachers can avoid lengthy quarantines under new health guidelines.
It really brings us a step closer towards making sure that our schools will stay in, right? We've worked very hard to get them in.
Polis says this week the state is getting 17,000 more doses of the vaccine than it originally expected. Also, starting March 21st, it's likely residents over 50 and more essential workers, including restaurant employees, could be eligible. High winds on Monday night destroyed two teepees at the Ute Museum in Montrose. The museum posted on their Facebook page that the teepees were part of a partnership with Colorado Yurt Company. The wind damaged both the timber frames as well as the canvas coverings beyond repair. They're asking for help from the community to replace the iconic fixtures on the grounds of the museum. The city of Montrose has been granted $25,000 from History Colorado to celebrate and help preserve the Tortilla Flats neighborhood. The project is an initiative of the city's Historic Preservation Commission. Tortilla Flats enjoys a rich history going back to the late 1700s and is one of the oldest areas of the city. The grant is for a survey of eligible cultural sites to receive historical designations. The Colorado House has passed a bill that aims to prevent accidental shootings and suicides by creating new storage requirements for gun owners. KVNF's Capitol Coverage reporter Scott Franz has more.
The effort to penalize residents who allow children or teenagers to get a hold of guns is one of the most controversial items voted on so far this year. During a 10-hour debate on Monday, Republicans argued the bill is unconstitutional and unenforceable. They say requiring guns to be locked up at home will make it difficult for self-defense. Supporters see things differently. A mother of a child who survived the 2019 shooting at STEM school Highlands Ranch says safe storage laws can help prevent shootings. The bill would also force gun dealers to include locking devices on all the firearms sold. It is heading to the Senate for debate. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
In response to Governor Jared Polis declaring March 20th Meat Out Day in Colorado, State Representative Mark Catlin from District 58 here in Montrose took to the House floor to pontificate on his gratitude for Colorado farmers and ranchers. KVNF's Kate Redmond reports.
I think all of Colorado doesn't understand how important agriculture is to the state of Colorado. It's one of those foundation blocks in the foundation of this state that this state would not be as grand a state as it is if we didn't have agriculture out there. And part of that is because of the innovation in agriculture, because of the hard work in agriculture, and the understanding that we depend on them. When we talk about supply chain and all of those kind of things, what ends up happening is everybody who touches that food after it's been produced gets thanked. I don't think we thank them enough.
The governor's declaration for a single day without meat to highlight the health and environmental effects of a plant-based diet has backfired. Colorado beef producers, retail, and restaurants statewide are running specials as a meat-in response. One group of ranchers is launching a fundraiser called Beef Sticks for Backpacks, providing beef jerky to hungry children. Beef is Colorado's number one export. For KVNF, I'm Kate Redmond.
That story featured audio from the Colorado Channel. The Rotary Club of the North Fork Valley invited Delta County School District Superintendent Karen Gibson as guest speaker on March 4th. She and DCSD school board member Linda Ewing shared comments on the consolidation of the high schools in Paonia and Hotchkiss starting this fall. The school board recently voted 5-0 to consolidate and 3-2 on the particulars. All students grades 9 through 12 will attend the newly named North Fork High School in Hotchkiss, with Randall Palmer serving as principal, while the current Paonia Junior Senior High School facility will become a K-8 campus, with Amelia Baldwin serving as principal. The new high school doesn't have official school colors or a mascot yet. That will be tackled by a committee made up of students and staff from Paonia and Hotchkiss, along with members of the public, to be determined. Superintendent Gibson said preserving or improving opportunities for students was a big benefit of consolidating two high schools into one, pointing to band and music classes as examples. She says a combined graduating class of about 80 next year will mean the district can offer a more enriching educational experience than with two distinct schools at lower enrollment. She said no teachers will lose their jobs, and so far three people will be reorganized elsewhere in the district. Ewing mentioned that she grew up in Paonia and stressed, although some in the community felt the decision happened too fast, it was a deliberate and thorough process. Among the reasons she voted for the option of ending high school in Paonia was the feeling that 2 hours of bus riding in a day for some students in Crawford, Fruitland Mesa, and Redland Mesa wouldn't be fair. Hotchkiss is in the center of the region, she said, and there are more kids west of Hotchkiss than east of Paonia. She hopes Paonia residents will rally behind the K-8 school when it opens in its new location later this year. Meanwhile, in response to a question from KVNF News, Gibson addressed the potential for selling properties owned by the district, starting with the Energy Tech Center in Paonia.
In the North Fork, that is the one that we would like to sell. And the main reason is we think it could be an asset to the town of Paonia. We don't want to hang on to something that can be used and really built upon and build that economy of the town of Paonia. In Delta, we purchased a few years ago the old City Market Chaco building. We were going to enlarge our technical college. The Technical College of the Rockies is one of the school district schools. And we've kind of backtracked because with COVID, state funding plummeted for the technical college as well. We lost some funding and we're just going to build on the campus. We've already talked to someone and did an appraisal on that, and we'll be putting that up for sale. Eventually, we would like to update and reorganize the bus garage in Delta. Eventually, we'd like to sell that property, but currently it holds our warehouse where we store all of our food for all of our lunches and breakfast. You'd be surprised. We feed about 3,000 kids a day. We're about 4,700 kids and feed about 3,000 kids a day. So we have a lot of food that we store. I'd really look forward to visiting with someone about that energy tech building up there, because I do think it could really be a great place for some businesses to come in.
North Fork Valley Rotary Club meetings are open to the public Thursdays at noon. Upcoming topics include water issues in Somerset and counseling and behavioral support for families. You can request a Zoom link by emailing the club president, Pamela Bliss, at hotmail.com. That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Special thanks to reporter Kate Redmond, and thank you for supporting local, independent public media.